Joined now by the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, on this week's Cyclone Insider, presented by Legends in Marshalltown. Iowa State had to fight their way back last night, but ended up with a win over BYU.
That was a great win. That was a very good BYU team that had defeated Iowa State by 15 in Provo and ranked 20th in the country. And, you know, Iowa State just maybe does not match up well with them. There seem to be some real advantages they have. They got out to a 14-point lead, but the scrappiness of Iowa State can't be underestimated, and those guys just kept fighting and clawing and came all the way back and won the game, and the guard court was just terrific for Iowa State. Taman Lipsey and Kurt Jones in particular made big play after big play, and then Keyshawn Gilbert down the stretch really made a lot of big plays too. So great team win, and to go all the way through the season undefeated at home was really, really special, and so it was a magical night for sure at Hilton Coliseum.
At Kansas State Saturday afternoon, and then after that game, of course, the Big 12 tournament next week.
Yeah, it's sneaking up. It's amazing how fast the season goes, especially, as they say, when you're having fun. And, you know, these guys are. And, you know, now it's March, and Iowa State is undefeated so far in March and playing very well and wants to keep that rolling. So, you know, here we are with one game to go in this great Big 12 conference race, and Iowa State still has a chance to win the championship, but either share it with Houston would be what they would do if Houston loses to Kansas and Iowa State's able to beat Kansas State. But then also if Texas Tech beats Baylor in Lubbock and those two things happen as well, then Iowa State would be the number one seed down in Kansas City. So the one seed is a little bit more of a long shot, but no matter what, if you can say you shared the conference championship with Houston in this season, that is a tremendous accomplishment. And so I think T.J. Altzelberger has to be right up there for National Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm. I love basketball, but also kind of have football on the brain year-round, too. Have you paid attention at all to what happened at the NFL Combine or any updates on what's going on with spring practice for Iowa State?
Yeah, T.J. Tampa wasn't able to work out at the Combine. He had a little bit of a nagging injury that he just didn't want to compete and have a poor showing. So he did go and get the great experience of being there and doing interviews and things like that. But his pro day in Ames will be a really important day for him, where he'll run and lift and do all the things that he would have been asked to do at the Combine. You can have the choice to do them at pro day too, and he elected that because of the nagging injury. But I think he'll test out very well. He's projected by some people to be a late first-round pick, if not certainly early in the second. And that's exciting. And then, you know, spring practice gets underway, and next Monday, Coach Campbell will have a press conference, and we'll get to visit also with the coordinators, and obviously John Haycock, everybody's familiar with, but Taylor Mauser, the new offensive coordinator, that'll be exciting for everybody to hear what he has to say. So, that is ramping up here too, and just about ready to get started. It all will culminate with the spring game, and exciting stuff, because I think this could be a really special season for Iowa State football.
Iowa State basketball, Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock right here on Kicks 101.1. We'll be listening, John. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.